Aircheckdownloads.com.
Tom Grennan, a little bit of love. Hallam FM.
Okay, I was gone for a minute, but I'm back now.
Oh, it's good to be back.
Oh, it's like that now.
Big John is back at breakfast.
FM.
You'll have to excuse me, I'm just going through 3 months worth of emails. I'm still working my way through them. Yeah. I've been off for a while and, you know, it's the first thing you do, isn't it? But you can use it as an excuse for not actually doing any real work. No, I'm still just working through those emails at the moment. I'm just up to July. Bear with.
July.
I've been going through my post as well, and I found, whilst I've been off, I've been sent some tickets for a thing that's happening in Sheffield 2 weeks tonight. I can't go.
Right.
So I'm just going to give them away, as anyone can have them, in the next 20 minutes. It's something that's happening in Sheffield in 2 weeks' time. 2 weeks tonight, you can have them completely free. We'll just do a quick draw thing, whatever. That's on the way. Before that, one celebrity is grinding my gears. Don't you just hate focused people who can set out a plan and achieve it? He's managed it. And I'm angry at him.
We hate high achievers on this show.
We totally do. And that's next in trending. After the news at 7 on Hallam FM.
Across South Yorkshire. Back once again. Big John is back at breakfast.
Breakfast.
With Meadowhall. Don't miss their amazing jobs fair on Wednesday, the 28th of September.
In a digital world.
Well, lots of clatter out Friday. Got the official Friday song kicking into the weekend in the next 20 minutes here on Hallam FM. Should brighten up a little this afternoon, though. Mostly dry, but warm, 23 Celsius the highest. Big John. Morning, Liesl.
Morning.
Good morning. Official second day of school, although not many have gone back, but the roads are getting busy and they will be all next week. And if there's any problems, we'll let you know here on Hallam FM. Today, we will rock you at the City Hall. And the Sheffield Steelers shirt launch is happening today. And the Meet the Players night. That's at the arena tonight. Right, okay. So, coming up this morning, I've been going through my post. I've been sent some tickets. I can't go to this thing. It's two weeks tonight in Sheffield. If you want to go, you can just have them. I'm just going to give those tickets away in a sec. First, let's get some trending.
Trending.
Hallam FM.
Don't you just hate focused people who can set out a plan and achieve it? One celebrity is, well, grinding my gears with this a little bit. Ollie Murs is trending this morning. Ollie Murs, because he says he's managed to quit drinking for a year. He said he would go a bit mad on a boozy night out, but he managed to quit it. Even when he got engaged recently to his now fiance, they didn't even have any champagne to toast it.
Wow.
Says it's not a personal thing. It is just a personal thing. I'm not someone who has ever struggled with drink. It was just something I felt like I wanted to do for a year and just challenge myself.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you have to quit anything, you probably were overdoing it at some point, or maybe he's just having it regularly and wanted to break a bad habit. But secondly, I do applaud him for this. I mean, I think it's a good thing. It's good to have friends.
Oh, yeah.
But having friends like this around you is a good thing, because they bring you up, don't they, a little bit? It makes you think a bit, oh, maybe I should do something like that.
Do you think she's changed in then? Because she was like, isn't she like a PT, isn't she?
Yeah, she's a bodybuilder. Yeah, right. She's a really good. I think she wins loads of competitions and stuff. Yeah,
and he's lost a lot of weight, and he's obviously changed his life around a bit. And and now he's said he hasn't drunk for 365 days.
You think it's her, do you, John? Turning boring.
Well,
it does happen, doesn't it?
I don't know if we should say it's boring to give up alcohol.
No.
I would quite like to give up alcohol.
Would you?
I won't be able to.
Would you not be able to?
I want to be the best version of myself.
But I think the best version of you is with alcohol.
It's the most manageable version of me.
Yeah, you've always got that friend, haven't you, when you're like, oh, no, honestly, they're all right when they've had a drink.
Yeah, oh, God.
Or when someone says to you, I'm shy, but when I've had a drink, I'm myself.
You use that as an excuse to drink, though, don't you? When you're going out, you think, well, I'll just have a couple and I'll enjoy myself more, and that's the devil, isn't it?
Yeah.
When I started this three-month summer break, as I'm calling it, when I started my three-month nervous breakdown, I joined a gym. Because I thought I need to give myself some structure, and you know, maybe every other day I'll go to the gym.
Oh, good
and I'll
idea.
Do, you know, get into a routine and all that. How many times did I go in the 3 months?
A couple of times.
Twice in 3 months. Twice. I'm actually thinking of going today. I've actually brought my gym gear in the car.
John, are you sure your card is still going to work when you walk in there?
I'm not sure.
Have you even activated it properly?
No, I don't know. Can they just kick you out after 3 months?
Do you even know where the change... I'd love it if you walked in, you're like, where's the changing rooms?
I'd love it if I walked in and my card was deactivated and I didn't have to go to the gym ever again. That would be the best scenario. Right, Britney Spears together with Elton John. We love this on Hallam FM. This is Hold Me Closer. 7:14.
Newcheckdownloads.com.